Okay, I'm going to be talking about purely sorption phenomena right now, not necessarily linked to biological activity. And the title is Preferential Sites in Soil Organic Matter Probed with Nitroxyl Compounds. And so I'll start out with a modern paradigm for sorption to soil organic matter. And that paradigm says that soil organic matter is a three-dimensional aggregate of molecules of different sizes. And I don't want to get into this debate about whether they're small or large. They're certainly polydispersed. These can be intimately associated with metal ions and mineral surfaces, and this material provides a heterogeneous distribution of sorption sites for small organic compounds. And this paradigm is based on the fact that sorption is concentration dependent and shows competitive effects for whole soils, solid humic acid particles, dissolved humic acid, as Baoshan talked about yesterday in a nice lecture, and for both polar and completely nonpolar organic compounds. So these behaviors indicate a degree of selectivity in the sorption process. And so what is governing this selectivity? The postulates for binding selectivity include the following sort of categories. There's the domain-based preferential sorption hypothesis, which says that the organic matter is made up of different microdomains, such as an aromatic domain over here and a nonpolar aliphatic domain over here, or maybe a carbohydrate domain over here. And these domains have different preferences for solute molecules, or should I say it the other way around? Solute molecules have different preferences for these micro domains. And then there's the functional group-based preferential sorption hypothesis, which says that you get specific interactions inside the organic matter, such as Coulombic forces, hydrogen bonds, or pi-pi interactions. I'm sure this happens, but there are many compounds that aren't capable of forming these strong interactions that give rise to non-ideal behavior. So, and the third one is that the non-ideal behavior has to do with the thermodynamic physical states in which the organic matter exists at the microstructural level. And what some papers refer to this as or invoke a glassy character to the organic matter. Others invoke black carbon as a partial component of the system that gives rise to these effects. So I'll just present some data here that was published by Hevitz and Jing a couple of years ago. They surveyed the literature in this review article, and they found no significant correlation between KOC and aromaticity for natural sorbents. So despite the many reports in the literature that there is a correlation, when you put all the data together, you find there's no real correlation with aromaticity. There is a weak correlation if you include modified sorbents, which include some drastic changes such as bleaching and charring, and you do get this weak correlation with aromaticity. But the authors concluded from this that aromaticity cannot be a sole or even a major factor influencing KOC. Nonlinearity, on the other hand, there is some correlation between the Freundlich exponent of the isotherm and the aromaticity of natural sorbents. There's quite a bit of scatter here, but you can easily imagine this correlation. There seems to be no correlation between the Freundlich N and the aliphatic character here. And so the authors concluded that nonlinear sorption is contributed mainly by aromatic moieties. Well, we took a different molecular level approach to asking the question of whether there is a domain or functional group selectivity in the sorption of organic compounds by organic matter. And we use these paramagnetic relaxation probes and looked at the spectra by cross-polarization, C13 NMR. And these two compounds are shown right here. These are thermally stable free radicals with the electron mostly on the oxygen here. And they're not very hydrophobic. The tempo here is more hydrophobic than the H tempo and is more less water soluble. So how does this work? Well, the magnetic moment of an electron is much greater than the magnetic moment of carbon and hydrogen nuclei. Hence, paramagnetic relaxation serves as a highly efficient relaxation pathway. Nitroxyl radicals interact mainly through van der Waals forces and weak hydrogen bonds, and thus the relaxation is predominantly dipolar, with an electron nuclear distance dependence of r to the minus sixth. And so I have this drawn here. The effective radius is about 1 nanometer, which most of the effect is, of course, in a narrower diameter here. But so when this molecule comes and sorbs onto or into NOM, it will cause relaxation in the vicinity of where it sits. The probe perturbs spin lattice relaxation more so than line widths and chemical shifts, and therefore it attenuates the spectral intensity, causing line broadening and disappearance of the peak. So that one can titrate the spectrum with these compounds and get preferential signal relaxation in the NMR spectrum if there is sorption selectivity. So here are the three sorbents we looked at. Pahokee peat, representing younger soil organic matter. A soft coal, lignite, Buhlsapp lignite, representing older soil organic matter. And a polymer blend of polystyrene and polyvinyl methyl ether as our sort of reference standard. So this is a polymer blend that includes aromatic functional groups, polar aliphatic and nonpolar aliphatic functional groups. That's a 50-50 blend, and the literature says that at least on the nanometer scale, it's a homogeneous mixture. So we have widely different aromatic contents here, with the Pahokee peat having very little aromatic compared to the other two. These are the sorption isotherms. I'll just point out a couple of things. One is that they have to be corrected for recovery because some of the spin probe reacts with the organic matter, losing the spin. And so we always compare. We never determine the sorb concentration by difference. We always do a exhaustive solvent extraction to determine sorb concentration directly. So if you look at the sorption intensity, it follows the order. Older organic matter greater than younger, greater than the polymer. And the nonlinear linearity is in the same direction. Older greater than younger, greater than the polymer. And the aromaticity is older greater than the polymer, much, much greater than the younger organic matter. And H-tempo sorption isotherms are similar. And again, the sorption intensity is older, greater than younger. Same with nonlinearity. And comparing the probes, tempo greater than H-tempo at all concentrations, probably due to the differences in KOW. So Here are the solid-state spectra of the sorbents and how we divided up the different functional areas: carboxyl, polar aromatic, nonpolar aromatic, O-alkyl, nonpolar aliphatic. And here's the effect of loading on peak suppression. And as we increase the concentration of the probe, we see a gradual suppression of the spectrum. We do this using an internal polydimethyl silane. That's not siloxane, but silane standard. It's a crystalline, highly crystalline polymer that does not sorb organic compounds very well, and it's gives a methyl peak right here that is very cuts down a lot on the error in these measurements by using that. So we normalize to that peak. So here's the suppression isotherms. This is for Pahokee peat, tempo, H tempo, and with the tempo, we see a roughly similar suppression for the nonpolar aromatic versus the nonpolar aliphatic. There is some preference away from the carboxyl and the O-alkyl. The H tempo shows little or no selectivity for any of these groups. Looking at the Beulah-Zapp lignite, we see, again, no preference for the nonpolar aromatic versus the polar aromatic, but there is some preference away from the nonpolar aliphatic, especially at higher concentration. And again, with H tempo, there's some preference away from the nonpolar aliphatic. I'll also point out here too that there's a peak enhancement actually at low concentrations, and this is due to annihilation of some of the free radicals in the organic matter by the spin probe itself. I told you that we had some chemical reaction. So here's the a suppression isotherm with the polymer blend. We see absolutely no selectivity for functional groups in the polymer blend. So now, I want to put this on a more quantitative basis. What we did was we compared these the preferences that we got by the spin probe NMR technique with organic solvent water partition coefficients that we measured for solvents that might represent some of these regions in organic matter. So what you have to do here is use the thermodynamic mole fraction partition coefficient and not the usual concentration divided by concentration partition coefficient, because in the NMR spectrum we're really looking at mole fraction. We're looking at mole fraction partitioning. So here we have the octanol water as a reference. We have toluene water to represent the nonpolar aromatic groups, anisole water to represent the polar aromatic carbon, hexadecane water to represent the aliphatic part of organic matter, and cellulose water to represent the carbohydrate. And here we assume the cellulose is a collection of monomeric sugars to calculate our partition coefficient. So now I display here in log form the K org organic solvent hexadecane partition coefficient. So that's the org water divided by the hexadecane water, and this is in log scale. So these bars represent at zero you would have no selectivity for one or the other solvent. So positive means there's a selectivity for the organic solvent over hexadecane. Okay, so all of these are normalized to hexadecane. And down here, we have the percent suppression of the resonance divided by the percent suppression of the nonpolar aliphatic resonance. So assuming nonpolar aliphatic is analogous to the hexadecane. So we have these bars here. And there's different bars for the samples because we did them at different concentrations. But you can see that while there is some preference for the aromatic in the natural, well, first let's take a look at the polymer. We have absolutely no preferential sorption here. So this means, of course, that the molecules that are going into there are not acting as though the polymer were a collection of micro domains of different functional groups. For the soil organic matter samples, we see, for Pahokee peat, we see very little preference. There's a slight preference for the aromatic, but it's not as great as the toluene hexadecane partition coefficient. For Bulazap, you could make the argument that it was nonpolar aromatic, that it was preferentially sorbing into the nonpolar aromatic. You could also make the argument it was preferentially sorbing into the polar aromatic. Now we take H-tempo, and again, for Pahokee peat, there's really very little preference here relative to these solvent partition coefficients. For Bulazap, you know, one could make an argument for the nonpolar aromatic, but not for the polar aromatic. And so we conclude then that there's no domain-based selectivity in the polymer reference, which is a mixed aromatic, aliphatic, polar, nonpolar sorbent at least on a 1 nanometer scale. We find little or no support for domain-based selectivity in the younger organic matter, Pahokee peat. In the older organic matter, Bulazap lignite, we do find some evidence for domain-based selectivity, but it's mixed. It shows up with the tempo, but not with the H-tempo. And in any case, is not much different from the solvent partition coefficients. So the remarkably weak preference for the aromatic regions. Again, it's no better than solvent partition coefficients. Argues against the dominant role for black carbon in both these materials. Both Pahokee peat and Bulazap lignite have been suggested to contain a small amount of black carbon, and so we're concluding from these results that if there is a small amount of black carbon in these samples, it has little or no effect on sorption of these compounds. And we also conclude that H-tempo, which has this hydroxyl capable of hydrogen bonding, shows no preference either in the polymer blend or in Pahokee peat for polar functionality that could offer hydrogen bonding opportunities, such as the polar aromatic, the O-alkyl, and the carboxyl groups. So there does not seem to be any boost from hydrogen bonding of this alcoholic functional group in the H-tempo. So taken together, the results indicate that like the polymer, the functional groups of organic matter making up the walls of sorption sites are, on average, intermingled on the nano scale. And this, in turn, supports the concept that sorption selectivity is due not to the chemical, but to the physical microstructure of organic matter, such as the glassy character of organic matter. So with that, I'll conclude.
Thank you very much.